Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Ever feel like you're constantly battling an inner critic? You know, that little voice in your head that throws shade on every move you make, whispers doubts into your ear, and generally makes life a bit more stressful than it needs to be? Yeah, we've all been there. That relentless negativity can seriously derail our confidence, creativity, and even our happiness. But guess what? You don't have to let that inner critic win. In today's episode of Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind, we're diving deep into the world of negative self-talk and how to silence that pesky voice once and for all. Let's get real here. We've all got a bit of an inner critic sometimes. It's like having this tiny, super judgmental roommate who never misses an opportunity to point out your flaws. But here's the thing. These negative thoughts aren't facts. They're just opinions disguised as truths. And honestly, who needs that kind of negativity in their life? Today, I want you to walk away with 5 powerful strategies to overcome those pesky self-criticisms and start building a more positive, empowering inner dialogue. First up, become aware. You can't silence something if you don't know it's there. Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. When do those negative voices pop up? What triggers them? Write them down. Seeing them on paper can make them feel less powerful. Think of it like identifying the patterns in your overthinking. It's the first step to breaking free. Next, challenge those thoughts. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's true. When that inner critic chimes in with something like, "You messed that up," ask yourself, "Is that really true? What evidence do I have? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way?" Often, we're our own harshest judges. Remember, you're human. You're allowed to make mistakes. Number 3, reframe your language. We use words like should, must, and have to all the time, which can put us in a pressure cooker of self-criticism. Try switching those words for more empowering alternatives. Instead of, "I should have done better," try, "What can I learn from this experience?" Or, "How can I do better next time?" This simple shift can make a huge difference in your mindset. Okay, now let's talk about practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness that you would offer someone you care about. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes, it's part of being human. And finally, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Spend time recognizing and celebrating what you're good at. This can help shift your focus away from those negative self-criticisms and remind you of all the amazing things you're capable of. Think about it. What are you truly proud of? You know that feeling when you nail a presentation, ace a test, or finally conquer a challenging task? That's the power of silencing your inner critic and embracing your potential. It takes time and effort, but trust me, the payoff is worth it. Imagine this. You're walking into an important meeting. Instead of that familiar voice whispering doubts in your ear, you hear a confident, supportive inner voice saying, "You got this. You've prepared well, and you have valuable insights to share." That's the kind of power we want to cultivate. Remember, overcoming negative self-talk is a journey, not a destination. It's about making conscious choices to shift your mindset, challenge those limiting beliefs, and embrace your worthiness. So, take what resonates with you from this episode, experiment with the strategies I've shared, and start building that inner sanctuary of positivity and self-love. You are capable of amazing things. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest struggle with negative self-talk in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can encourage each other, share tips, and celebrate those victories, big and small. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Cure. Quiet your mind for daily doses of inspiration and practical tools to help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace, clarity, and confidence. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.